Om Shanti. Good morning. Spiritual life is a balanced life. It is a life in which opposite energies or extremes are coming together in harmony. Sound and silence, love and power, the masculine and the feminine within, the child and the master, and all the opposites create balance and harmony and a beautiful melody in our personal spiritual life. Just close your eyes just for a few moments and ask yourself how much or how little you are in harmony with yourself. Do you know when to speak? And do you know when to be silent? Do you know when to listen? Do you know how to care and not to overcare? Do you know how to care for yourself? Do you know when to be active and when to go slow, to slow down? Do you know when to be involved and when to be detached? A life that is full of extremes is not a very happy life. And sometimes it seems as if we are in the survival mode. But a balanced life, a life in harmony, is a natural life. Can I be together with other people? And do I know how to be in solitude? Do I know how to give and how to receive? These are very good questions to ask yourself to see what your condition is, the condition of your mind, the situation in your world of feelings, your heart, and also in relationships. Do I feel lonely when I am on my own? Do I only exist when I'm together with other people? Thank you. You can open your eyes now. There are different areas in which the soul needs to be in charge. You heard a lot about the mind already. You heard about love and the loving connection with the Supreme Soul. And you heard about the law of karma, the law of action. These are all areas that are very important to understand and to be in charge of. Although the mind and our feelings are very much connected, they need a different approach. The mind needs discipline. And the heart needs space. Let's look at our mind, our thoughts. Am I aware of the different types of thoughts I have during the day or at this particular moment? Do I know what I'm thinking? Or am I unaware of it? Just observe your mind. And see if your mind is focused or your thoughts are scattered all over the place. Are you really here? Are you present? Or do you live in the past? Or in the future? A very essential exercise in a spiritual life is to be present, awake and alert. That's also the reason why we meditate with our eyes open. While sitting, we practice meditation, but during the day, we live meditation. It's a soul living life. So when I'm the master, I know how to live. So what is the condition of my mind? Is my mind full of thoughts? Or is there a point of focus? And how do I think about myself? Do I care for myself? Do I like myself? Or are there feelings of distaste and rejection within myself, about myself? Is my mind distracted very easily? Or can I stay close to myself? When love and power come together, there's powerful love. When the masculine and the feminine create a sacred marriage, there's stability. There's self-respect. Am I easily influenced? Other people's opinion, or can I rely on the integrity of my own thinking? Is my mind a happy mind, a positive mind? Or do I think myself heavy or depressed? It is all in the mind. Where else could it be? Meditation is the preparation for yoga, and this preparation is essential to have an experience of the ultimate. So we shouldn't be careless about our thoughts. We should care, soul care. How long am I able to concentrate my mind? A few seconds? 1 minute? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? Meditation is a training of the mind, creating those thoughts I really want to think, going beyond the mundane. Creating consciously positive thoughts about myself. Meditation is the method to be on your own without feeling lonely. To enjoy your own company. Do I like to be with myself? Or do I walk away for this personal intimacy with myself? Meditation always starts with asking questions to yourself. Balance or harmony doesn't come by itself. We need to do something for it, and we also need to let go. just for a few moments, relax. Let your mind relax. Don't be too serious. Just understand your way of thinking. Focus on one particular virtue or power within yourself, which you like about yourself. Do you like your goodness within? Your calmness or serenity? Or perhaps honesty, truthfulness. What is your main quality? Just feel within your soul. Where's the power? Because power is always the starting point of the next step of the journey. So keeping this goodness, this quality inside, how long does it take before you are distracted? Going back into an old pattern of thinking about yourself. Do you feel you have the right to exist? Do you feel there's value because you are there? Do you think you make a difference? Look at yourself. Don't be distracted. Meditation increases concentration. Concentration is a power. When the mind becomes still, clarity increases. And it's easier to take decisions. Important decisions about your own life. Feelings are experienced in the mind. We feel it in the physical heart, but in fact it's in the mind. when I'm able to concentrate my mind, I will also learn to guide my emotions. My feelings. In meditation, we feel the qualities of the soul, of our true self, the real me. We can connect to inner peace and to the power that is within. We can feel the love the beauty, but when we are careless and we don't connect to ourselves, we need other people to know who we are, and then we will become the one they see in us. But I want to be myself. So what is the condition of my world of feelings? Life leaves behind traces, experiences, good or bad, painful. Scars. Wounds. It's all part of life. But do I carry the burden of my past? If I don't know how to heal my wounds, I will live a life in sorrow and pain. Just feel the energy of your heart. Do I like myself? Do I love myself? Am I able to forgive? Am I able to forget? In meditation, healing takes place. Transforming negativity into happiness. Finding the gift within the wound. Meditation purifies the heart. Let go. Perhaps other people have rejected us or abandoned us. But do I reject myself because of that? When the mind is stable and positive, the emotions will also calm down. How much guilt and shame is there still within myself? When harmony returns in my life, power returns as well. The power of self-respect, the power of dignity. The power of integrity. Returning to the integrity of love. Will change my life completely. When I'm soul conscious, I will be able to look at other people with a soul conscious vision. We call this drishti. I haven't heard this word before during the last few days, but drishti is a very important way of looking at someone else. Drishti means pure vision. It doesn't mean I want you or I need you. It means I see you because I see myself. Soul conscious love is the future, and we need to prepare for that. In meditation, in the connection with the Supreme Soul, this soul conscious love is being developed. There's no human being that can teach us this way of loving. So this was hard work. And now we can relax for 50 minutes. Just ask yourself questions and then go into the experience. Just feel who you are. And don't let anyone ever tell you that you are anything less than beautiful. My body is relaxed. Nowhere to go. and nothing to do. Just be in the present. Be with yourself. I focus my thoughts on the positive qualities of myself, my true self, the soul. I feel the peace within. And I connect to this energy of inner calm, silence. I bring back my thoughts to a focus point, to the essence, the very essence of my being. I'm a peaceful soul. I'm a loving soul. There's so much goodness within myself. So much beauty. I want to care for myself. To enjoy being with myself. My heart is filled with good wishes, loving feelings about myself. I accept myself as I am. And in this meditative state of mind, I can travel with my mind. To a place of stillness, far beyond this world, this physical world. Detaching myself from time and space and limitations, conditions. And in my mind, I travel returning to the home of silence, the home of souls, where peace is natural, in this world of souls. I can meet the Supreme Soul, the ocean of love. That one divine being that is able to give unconditional love and to love me unconditionally and totally. This spiritual love is a new experience. I am open to receive this spiritual love and fill my heart . I don't have to ask for love. I don't have to beg for love. It's coming to me in a natural way. And I can fill my heart with this spiritual love. Healing my wounds of the past. And returning to self-respect. Returning to this world of matter, relationships, actions. I treasure this spiritual meeting. Keep it in my heart. and I start seeing other people as souls, sharing this soul conscious love, which is new love. This is love for the future. I practice it now. And I live it in the future. So when we look at another soul, let's see the soul. Let's share love with the soul. And when you go outside for the silent walk, keep this silence with you. Shanti.